Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com. All opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And today we're going to be joined with a Bethune-Cookman standout. He was 2019 MEAC first team defensive stud, none other than Marquise Ford. Marquise, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
How you doing? I'm good. We just finished training over here in Tampa not too long ago, so I'm resting up.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by after the workout. How long have you been training? And then let's kind of delve into that. Where are you training, and how long you been down there doing it?
I've been training at Cooper Performance Center, so been over there since, I think it's been around 2 months now. We're about in the ninth week, so yeah. With like, I think
nice.
12 other guys.
Let's see. Now you're 2 months in. How many times, or has it gotten old? Or how many times have you kind of looked in the mirror and seen all the body shaping that's kind of gone on since the time you got there till now?
Oh man, I mean, I was 230, probably 232. Over there at Cookman, and I'm 250, 255 sometimes now. So, and I'm faster. So, I mean, I'm always looking in the mirror, man. It's starting to get a little crazy. So, hopefully, I can, you know, take this to the next level with me.
I hope you can. And I mean, you did your thing down at the Gridiron Showcase. I mean, you're one of those guys that got promoted up because you were doing such a terrific job. I mean, let's kind of talk about what it was like being invited down to Texas and being able to kind of showcase what you do in front of these scouts and these evaluators that you could be, you know, potential play for.
It was a great experience. I mean, I knew it was going to be a lot of scouts when I went out there. I just had to do what I had to do. And, you know, as you said, I got moved up, and it was a good time. The guys were great. I mean, all the coaches and everything were really supportive. You know, they tried to help you, you know, they're out there for you. So I really like that about that camp. It was a good experience overall.
How many teams and who did you talk to?
I think I talked to four or five teams. The ones I remember, the Rams, Giants, Falcons. There was two more. Now I talked to two CFL teams, the BC Lions, and then there was one other team. They have some crazy names. I had to write it down.
I love it. I love it. That's excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, you're down there. Does it kind of make it seem a little bit more real that, you know, you're sitting across from a guy and, you know, he has an NFL logo on his shirt and he's asking about Marquise Ford and what he brings to the table?
Oh, yeah. You know, dreaming about it as long as I did is just kind of unreal, but it makes me feel better knowing that it was actually happening. You know, it's not a dream anymore. I just have to put everything, you know, the anticipation kind of outweighs when it gets real. So when it finally got real, it was just kind of a sigh of relief, and now I can actually do what I planned to do all this time. So that was a good feeling.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Marquise Ford, the standout Bethune-Cookman linebacker, I should say D-end. He's growing into a big D-end with that 255-pound frame now, doing his thing, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And, you know, it's great. I mean, you were able to rebound. You know, you started, you know, Rutgers. You went to JUCO. You arrived back at Bethune-Cookman. And, you really make an immediate impact. I mean, you're talking about back-to-back first team. I mean, that's impressive in 2018 and 2020. I mean, how much satisfaction did you kind of just have just, you know, getting into this Bethune-Cookman lineup and just kind of start making plays and, you know, earning the accolades and start to get some of the recognition that you probably would have had if things would have went the course that you wanted to, but everything's on that path now. But how much satisfaction and just kind of, you know, seeing, I guess, the light at the end of the tunnel and having success?
You know, I stuck with it. I made sure I made that bounce back, like you said, and it feels good, man. I just got to follow through, you know, get to the final destination and just keep on going from there. Once you get into the league, now it's a whole different story, you know, and then you start thinking about being the best player, you know, being a starter, then the best player, you know, it's a uphill climb that really never stops, and I'm happy I made it this far.
Definitely, and I'm curious, I mean, you come across as a calm, laid-back guy. I mean, but when you're on the field, Marquise, I mean, you're a disruptive man. I mean, you aggravate a lot of OCs out there. I mean, when does that, you know, when do you kind of flip that switch? When does the calm, you know, collective Marquise Ford become this, you know, intense, you know, freakish guy coming off the edge on Saturday?
Oh, really? I saw a video online. It was about some player. He wasn't really a big-time player or anything, but he had this really good thing to say about when there's somebody who can line up against you and think that they can beat you, you should take that personal. So every time I'm out there, you know, the OC, their head coach, their players, they all think that they can stop me, and I don't like that. So every time I go out there, I just make sure I can do whatever I can to make their night a little bit more stressful.
And you have done that. I ask this, it's a cliche question, but none of that, we've asked it from every guest that's ever come on the program. I mean, if we threw you in that film room, scouts are breaking down tape, you're in there with them, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table? I mean, why are they going to want to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
Like you said, I disrupt the offense, and I feel like that would be my main, you know, my main goal once I get in there. A lot of teams have said, you know, designated pass rusher, third down player to start. And I feel like once I get in there, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to disrupt whatever the offense has going on. And being that third down player, that's crucial. You know, it's game changing sometimes. So I feel like once they see I can go in there and just wreak, like, you know, cause everything to go off balance, disrupt the flow of the offense, I feel like they're going to love that.
Anything go unnoticed? I mean, it could be team captain, weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe the defense you ran didn't allow you to drop in coverage more or blitz more. I mean, what are some of the things that these guys are yet to know, but they need to know?
You know, I dropped in coverage probably twice my entire time at Cookman. I can do that. I have no problem with that. So they probably want to see that. They're going to see it, you know, my pro day, or if I get invited to the HBCU combine. And so that won't be a problem. And I feel like they wanted to see how well I move with this weight. So that's going to be a huge thing. I feel like once they see that, my stock will go way up.
Definitely. And I got to ask, I don't know if I misunderstood you. Were you invited, or are you waiting for the HBCU combine invite?
Well, they just started sending them out, I'm pretty sure, this morning. So, you know, I'm just waiting on an invite. I'm praying to God, hopefully I get one. So,
well, I tell you what, they're gonna have. I'm gonna be screaming in their ear too if that doesn't happen. Trust me. So we'll be on them. Come on, HBCU. Why? Come on, this is Marquise Ford. I can't believe this kid's waiting. It's 5:40 on the East Coast here, and we're waiting for an invite for this young man. I mean, come on. That kind of gets me going now. Dang, well, hey, you know what? Sometimes they want to tease you, I guess. But I guarantee when we talk later, that invite is on its way. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Anybody out there that, you know, family, friends, like, say, hey, you know what? You know, we were watching the Monday night game, and we watched this guy do his thing. It's something that, you know, that kind of reminds them of you.
Do I get compared to anybody? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, people have said, you know, Jadeveon Clowney many times. I'm not sure if it's just the dreads or how I play too, but some coaches have actually said that. So I take that as they think my play is a lot like his. You know, a few people have said Von Miller, the way I rush, you know, how I attack the lineman first, make him react to me. So those have been a few comparisons.
Nice. And you know what? I mean, we usually start to show out at this end, but I mean, growing up, I mean, you're down there in St. Petersburg. I mean, you know, Florida's a hotbed for football. I mean, were you a better athlete way back in Pop Warner doing your thing?
Sorry, say that question again.
I said, I mean, going back growing up, I mean, were you much that much better than all the other kids playing Pop Warner and Pee Wee and stuff?
Actually, you know, I've always, when I was in Pop Warner, I got thrown, I was a little heavier than most, so I got thrown into the guys who were a lot older than me. So it's always been a challenge. You know, I've always had to overcome guys who are more experienced, this and that going in. So it's actually helped me perform at a higher level, always be on point, you know, and make sure that I'm playing up to my fullest. And then once I got to a level playing field, high school, it just kind of took off. They started to realize I was just on a whole different level. So that's pretty much how it panned out.
I know. Well, it's panned out good. I mean, once again, Marquise Ford, the standout, the Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman, 2019 and 2018 MEAC first team. And he's waiting on that HBCU invite. I can't wait to post this to Twitter and hashtag the HBCU, ask him where that invite is for this this edge rusher. And I guess I have to ask you this because you're on the program. I mean, were you nervous at all adding all that muscle? I mean, you know, was that something like when, you know, you're out training, they're like, listen, we're going to add 20 pounds of muscle and we're going to, was there any, like, I don't know about that, but lo and behold, it happened.
I wasn't nervous. I was just curious to see what would happen. You know, I'm up for anything. And if, you know, I had so many people saying, if you do this, it'll be a whole different, you know, level of, you know, people, how they see me, how the scouts see me, how the coaches see me. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you think will work, then hey, let's do it. And it really worked out. I mean, I'm probably a little bit more agile than I was when I played now, even with all this weight. So I'm gaining muscle in the right places. I think that's what's key. A lot of people try to gain weight and then just gain weight. You know, I'm putting it in the right places over there at Cooper Performance. So.
Awesome. Big shout out to Cooper Performance once again, taking care of our guest today, Marquise Ford. Man, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you stopping by, especially just getting done training. I'm sure you just want to kind of lay your head down and just kind of relax for a minute. But we call it three and out, a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right.
Now, one of your teammates, we asked them something to share about you, and he said, you can guess what teammates it was. He said, he goes, I think he got mad at me because I hit him and the other guy of the opposing team at the same time pretty hard. Do you remember who that was?
It could have been Ty Peters.
Marquise Hendrick.
Sure. Marquise Hendrick.
Hendrick said it.
Man,
yeah.
That's an everyday thing. You know, I'll never get mad at that boy. That's my dog. But, hey, yeah,
like, joking around, you know. He was like, I need a fun story. I go, we got him coming on the program later. You know, and I go, anything? He goes, you know, and he's like, yeah. He goes, I can tell you he was a little upset with me because I hit him and the other guy at the same time, you know, because they're on opposing teams. So I was like, why don't we share it with them?
Yeah,
how about this one? Take us inside that Wildcats locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname, and how'd they get it?
Nickname? Oh, man. Well, we had this guy named Hollywood, and what's bizarre about it is I have no idea how he got that nickname. And we were all, I've asked multiple people. And I never really got an answer. His name's just Hollywood.
Does he have that Hollywood persona to him, or is he just kind of just there?
He was just kind of there, and it was like, wow, I guess I have no idea to this day, but hey.
Hey, yeah, it's one of those things. It's going to be a mystery. And then the final one for you, the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th, when this thing gets going in Las Vegas for the 2020 NFL Draft, I'm sure you're going to probably be with family and friends celebrating the next journey in your football life. But who's the best cook in your family, and what meal would you like to have them have ready when you kind of celebrate that day?
Oh, man. Best cook is going to be my grandma on my dad's side, definitely. And, you know, I've been training, been eating well, so I'd have to ask you to cook up fried chicken, green beans, and potatoes.
There you go, man. That's a nice, huh? You know, I hope we've been trying to change up the questions, and hopefully there's not any family feuds as we kind of go through this process. But I know some of the guys are laughing, you know, sometimes, you know, they might wrinkle mom a little bit saying grandma's the better cook, but we know that's how it rolls. Grandma, then mom, and then you kind of, you know, keep the tradition going.
Yeah.
Hey, Marquise, you were a pleasure to have on. Again, I saw you down at the Gridiron Showcase. A really disruptive week for you, man. You really did yourself some good. And obviously, all the arrows are pointing up at the right time. So, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Seriously, thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Marquise Ford, the standout from Bethune-Cookman, the Wild, that 2019-2018 first team MEAC. And this kid really gets after it. And damn, man, you think about this kid added 20 pounds of muscle, and he said he's even more moving, more agile. That's scary to think about. So he'll be waiting on that HBCU invite, and he'll be ready for that pro day. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.